bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Alright guys, in today's episode, I host the Comedy Shrine open mic. So you're gonna hear me getting on and off stage and introducing comics and taking them off. It's gonna be weird, but you know, just smoke something and rock with it, and it's a bunch of roast jokes. Alright, so,
peace!
Shrine, you guys ready to have a good time tonight? Woo! We can do better than that. I said, are you guys ready to laugh tonight? Yeah! Alright, put your hands together for your host and MC, Ian Ellis!
I already broke the microphone, goddamn. It's gonna be an interesting night. How are you doing? I'm tearing shit apart. You can clap, go ahead. One person is extremely well trained. Like, they watch a comic on Conan and they just start clapping in the middle of the bedroom for no fucking goddamn reason. You've been to one too many comedy shows. My name's Ian Ellis, I'm your host tonight. Big round of applause for me. That's right, I'm great. I'm the only person who's wearing a summer shirt. What the fuck? Your arms don't like breathing? Summertime. Get a summer tee. You guys are too old to be wearing regular clothes. After 40, fuck it. You give a fuck what I look like? I'm 35 and married. I'm like, I'm done with your pussy. Not falling for those pussy tricks. We're going to be talking all kinds of crazy shit tonight. We're going to be talking about pussies. Grabbing pussies, supporting our president. It's gonna be a rally by the end.
Thanks.
Oh shit, are they playing me off the stage with music already? Alright guys, are you drinking tonight? Big round of applause if you're drinking tonight. So Katie is our wonderful bartender. She's running everything by herself. If you just put these lights on here, she'll come around to your table, she'll get your drink order. Just be patient, she's taking care of the whole room at one time. So big round of applause for Katie. Yeah. I was trying to smoke a joint before the show, but the owner was hanging out front. I was like, fuck.
I know.
Normally you can smoke with the dude that owns a comedy club, but we're just a little too close to Naperville. A little too close to lose that liquor license. He is here tonight, so, you know, respect the Wu-Tang and Protection Act. That's an inside joke for just the comics. There's 30 of you motherfuckers. That joke should have killed. It's like three regular people here. One of them has a ponytail like a stallion.
Yes, he does.
No, he's digging his girl down. That needs to be the Cialis guy, just still taking him down. And let his ponytail rock out. You're going to get fucked tonight. I'm going to get you guys horny. You're going to be touching another person next to you. I hope you came with a partner, because otherwise you're leaving with a stranger. All right, Leroy's coming up. He's going to have Molly. I don't know. I'm invested in making this a great goddamn night. You guys ready to see your first comedian tonight?
Yeah!
He's a good friend of mine, and looks like he uses wet wipes when he shits. It's also his first time doing stand-up, and it takes a lot of courage to get up here, so let's really clap it up and support him tonight. Guys, big round of applause for Mr. Josh Boyle! Go wrong side of the street, you're already fucking up! one more time for Nick Jr.'s dog. Did you ever finger pop Patty Mayonnaise? Did they have a viscous, I don't know my biology, I'm not as smart as him, a viscous layer. Here's my advice to new comedians, stop. Just go ahead and quit. It's top five mistakes I've made with my life. Married a girl I only knew for 2 weeks. I was a nude model. I went to college and didn't graduate by one class and never went back. Comedy's worse than all of that. So just... I hope you like drinking. Alone. Guys, your next comedian coming up, I like him a lot. He's fucking funny as shit, and he looks like he slings a wrench. Big round of applause for Mr. Matt Walter! One more time for every white guy that joins ISIS. He looks like a school shooter from the nose up and Allah Akbar from the chin down. Don't leave your backpack anywhere.
Thanks, Stepdad.
Speaking of Muslims, your next comedian is from some part of India, or some can't get on an airplane part of the country. They're like, you shouldn't profile, and I'm like, they shouldn't 9/11. If I see black guys that look like gangbangers, or Mexicans that look like cholos, or white guys that look like police, I'm getting afraid. This stereotypes exist for a reason. Fuck the police. All right, guys, big round of applause for the Drake stand-up comedy, my man, Mr. Vic Pena! Fuck, 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 fuck!
Keep it going for your host, Fred Durst.
Get him!
It looks like every police sketch of a pedophile.
One more time for Degrassi. He doesn't look like Drake, but he does look like he belongs in a wheelchair. Like, you could make a great movie about him being a terrorist at, like, the Boston bombing, but he was also part of the marathon. He's like, if I just win one race, won't that bring more praise to Allah? But I should also blow myself up with the mullahs. Mullah. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Just being casually racist. I'm a white guy, suck it. What are you gonna do? We run everything. Next. Guys, your next comedian. this is his first time and he looks like a fucking nerd and shoulders look like they fit in a locker and he got married. He's only been getting pussy for like 3 days. So. Walk around like he is someone. Get my dick wet before. Guys, please give it up for a good friend of mine, Mr. Jack Becker!
Keep it going for Ian Ellis, your host, everybody.
Hey, fuck you guys.
I think that lack of applause speaks volumes. You know, hosting is hard, guys. It's a hard job. I've done it a lot.
One more time for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, he's supposed to be heroin chic, but he looks like a 12-year-old with chemo. How are you going to feed kids and look hungry? It's not poison. Your next comedian is late. It's not because he's black. He just thinks as a human being, alright? Don't take this out on black people. It's about him being a fuck up. The rest of them are pretty cool. Doesn't he look like a Huxtable? Just looks so moral and outstanding. I'm like, ugh. Looks like every older brother that told me about Jesus. Running around here listening to hippity hop, smoking the marijuana, you need Jesus. I knew a lot of Christians that talk like pimps. In case you were like, all of his black impressions sound like a pimp. I'm trying to get a blog written about me. You better calm it down, white man. Next comedian coming up to the stage tonight. His uncle is Jimmy Fallon. And he'd love to have him on the show, but he said he isn't shit yet. So he's going to work on getting funny. Yeah, people just keep noticing that I'm white. First thing I noticed is he didn't have a neck. It's like a Ninja Turtle if he took the costume off. Based on his set, I think he came out because he wants to be like his comedy legend, his comedy hero, Tony Soprano. I'm in waste management. We've got a difficult situation. Don't beat me up after the show. I like to see what I look like if it didn't work out. Alright guys, I know we've been talking about grabbing pussies and shit all night, and the next comedian is a lady. So, let's class it up and put your dicks away. Take a big round of applause for one of my favorite people in the world, Miss Jessica May! One more time for that ghoulish lesbian. He was so mad when you couldn't smoke at a Village Inn. Damn it! This next comedian coming up, I thought his name was super racist, and then it turns out he's like a fucking North Korean or some weird shit. So don't boo yet, but give it up for Mr. Chris Boonrich! Where you at, Chris? Chris?
I don't have to say anything because that was too easy.
One more time for Kim Jong-un. He doesn't get out often. You guys might be like, he wasn't funny. When he was in that shipping container coming over here, he was kind of lighting him up from coast to coast. Korean laughs. How many comics make their own shoes? You need some Nikes, he'll sew you up. Alright guys, your next comedian coming up is one of my favorite comedians in the entire Chicago comedy scene. He works harder than goddamn anybody. He's been around forever. He's super nice to everyone. And he now runs the show with Xavier Lamont. He'll tell you more about. Please get up for my good friend, Mr. Rudy Ruiz! One more time for Rudy. Yeah. He looks like one of those Mario Turtles. He's just like, fuck it and join the mob. You know what? I'm sick of Koopa. I mean, his fucking goddamn plans work out. Playing tennis with the motherfucker. I thought you wanted to kill him and steal his bitch. You playing tennis? Man, I'm running numbers. Fuck this dude. Alright guys, your next comedian has a jaw like an alligator. He's like a quiet dude, but his jokes are fucking phenomenal. So please give it up for a good friend of mine, Mr. Tyler Gray!
Guys, I'm a big fan of the host as well. So cool that we could land Gru from Despicable Me. Big fan. Love that third one. So funny.
One more time for that overgrown minion. You got too much forehead to not work for me. Fucking loves bananas. I'm gonna wait for her to quit laughing. She's having a good time. Fuck the rest of you guys. The show is about to get very ethnic, okay? Not talking about black or white. I know how to read those names. Pretty sure this next comedian's from like Mars or some other fucking planet. Name just looks like Scrabble letters. That's what you chose as a human name? I'm gonna do my best to pronounce this weird ass shit. Dickin Pickerola!
Yeah, it's alright you couldn't pronounce it. I would really, at this point in time, I'd be amazed if you could pronounce it right the first time. So, one more time to that fucking space creature. Boy, is he a fucking freak. It's like a music teacher if he got stuck teaching PE. How about repetition? Hi. I can play the fucking piano. Fucking jocks. Anybody else notice he doesn't pronounce the end of words? It sounds like a fucking phone going out. His jokes were like, burr, burr. Huh? You gotta pronounce all the words, man. This next comedian has a weird fucking name. Alright, Waleed, like Waleed's Disney movie. And Ishmael, like a fucking gorilla. So I'm hoping this guy is a robot gorilla from the future. Please, big round of applause for Waleed Ishmael! Superstar!
I like how he said Ishmael like the gorilla instead of call me Ishmael like Moby Dick because he clearly doesn't read, so.
One more time for Sideshow Bob.
He's like light skinned disco stew. Who shows up looking like a bowling league? I don't know you that well, but I already hate everything about you. Chubby dumb face to your fat dumb jokes. His jokes look like they have diabetes. See those punchlines? They got winded. Just say fucking weird shit, man. I ran out there and choked down a blunt. I'm almost to my smoke break, but first we got at least one more comedian. Coming up next. I'm sorry. Alright, this next guy is named Junior Castro. Big round of applause for Mr. Junior Castro!
Guys, give it up for Yodel the Turtle.
One more time for that Puerto Rican gargoyle. Like, you should see what my tongue does to pussy. Really? You got a feeling your breath smells like dick.
Facts.
Well, you did really pay me $50.
Girl? He's talking to that old woman about dick. She's had so much more dick than you. Sit your goofy booty down. She tricks someone into marriage. You know what she does to a penis? Alright, your next comedian coming up. This is a very special guest. One, because I know he's going to run long so I can have a full smoke break. Two, he was on Comedy Central's Roast Battle. Yeah. Clap it up, everybody. Have you been on TV? Other than to catch a predator?
Yeah, no, I
didn't. I'm trying to think of the name of a gay show. Or Queer as Folk. All right, guys, big round of applause for a good friend of mine, Mr. Xavier Lamar!
Okay, I hope that this is the last time I have to do this. In the suburban comedy scene. Everybody, don't ever do that to somebody at a fucking open mic, man. Why you give my credits and shit, nigga? I'm trying to do new material. This shit might not be funny, motherfucker. I haven't practiced it yet. I don't want anybody walking out here like, this nigga was on TV? Like, this is garbage. Stop doing that to me.
I got a smoke break. I appreciate it, my buddy. I tell people he has TV credits so you won't be so fucking afraid of him. I know that's the closest you guys are going to come to meeting Suge Knight. Your jackass looks like Harambe if he was running a trap house. I love you, Dex. You know what I did at work today? I walked past a couple of my employees. I was like, you know what I just did? I just stole the manager's coffee.
Super crimp!
I've been looking forward to your next comedian all goddamn night. He looks like Peter Griffin. He's the best goddamn laugh in the room. I also like, he looks like Ace Ventura if he ate the animals. He's like deep fried lost bunnies. The show gonna miss you. Delicious. All right, guys. Come on, guys. Yeah. One more time for the gay guys from Beetlejuice. I don't know much, but I promise you, XL did not grow up on 10 cents a day. He sucked those titties dry. All right, guys, coming up next is one of my best friends in the entire world. He's played cards with my grandma. He spoke at my wedding. We've traveled across the country. We've done road gigs. My partner in crime is Leroy Hicks.
Let's give it up for Ian. You guys were really slow. Make some noise for Ian. He's been doing a great job. Basically, I sold him some weed today, so I need him to keep coming back. So make some noise up for this guy. We bought a dub for $40, guys. I'm winning right now. I'm winning. And I'm super high. Hold on, we got Nelly in the crowd. Hold on, let me pose real quick. All right, let's give it up for Nelly Bob. He's a famous photographer. He takes pictures of all the comedians, yes. Yeah, he's thinking his creep on. I think the little gay guy would like him. Did you see how the little gay guy hopped off the stage? He hopped. That motherfucker said, Ian, man. I was like, damn, I have never seen a grown man hop like that before. Good hopping right there, sir.
Thank you.
Facts. I like you, bro. I like you. I was going to come up here. I had so much to talk about, but I'm really, really high. It was like so much going on in my mind. I was like, yeah, I'm about to talk about this, talk about that. Nope. Sorry. My bad. But I guess I can talk about, like, happy 4th of July. Like, it's... No, it's tomorrow, but happy Independence Day? Like, is that what you said? Which one is politically correct? Is it 4th of July or Independence Day? Come on, white people. I'm looking at XL, and he's like, don't look at me, nigga. Don't, what? We were in the same class, and I knew there's 13 of us. Is it Independence Day, or is it happy 4th of July? Is it both? Oh man. Yeah, I just need to know when I send a couple people, you know, some text messages. Happy 4th of July. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna say Independence Day. One thing that I did notice, like my man with the tail, you sir, clap it up for his tail. It's like six fucking feet long.
Stallion.
Oh my god, when I noticed him outside, I was like, that man has a tail. Like, you can tell he's about his business. Like, that might, I think, that's your wife, right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Facts. All right, that's his wife. Like, she probably had to make a hard bargain, like, cut the tail. He's like, fuck no, I haven't cut the tail in 40 years. I'm not cutting for nobody. Like, it gives you strength, huh, my man? Look at you laughing, that's true. She's like, I tried. The only thing that's keeping you around is grandkids. Like, Papa, I like your tail. I'm keeping the goddamn tail. I tried it. It didn't really work too good. Like, they were like, black people, the tail is out. But I did get my hair done. Clap it up for that.
Fuck.
So you guys pay attention, man. My beautician, his name is Tony. He's in the Will County Jail. Went to jail last weekend, guys. Went to jail. That's how I got these braids. Check them out. Tight. Not like my anus.
Oh.
It was a long weekend, guys. I had to sit on that porcelain toilet. It was a long weekend. I don't want to talk about it, but got my hair done. I'm happy for it. It didn't cost me too much. But, yeah.
I needed something, he needed something, so it was like a mutual agreement. Then somehow he had the weed. I was like, y'all got weed still in jail? Shit, I'll come here next weekend. Fucking his hair up, man. I'm getting water and shit. Yeah, have you guys seen that Tupac movie? No? Really? I don't know. Like, guys, I went there and I was all like, Tupac, what's up, bro? I see you, man. I was all Tupac'd up and I was like, you know, I went in there, bandana, Dago, aka it was easy access. I could rip it off at any time. Like, it was ready. And I had diggy pants on. Like, I really went in there like, you know those creeps that who goes to a Scream movie in the mask? I went to the movie theaters at Tupac. Like, I was like, hey, I don't look nothing like him, all right? It was already off the jump. It was already suspicious when I got there. You know, somebody called the cops. I didn't know about it because somebody was wearing bandanas outside smoking weed. I was there 2 hours before the movie started. I was very excited, guys. I thought it was going to be a line. It wasn't a line. I didn't want to call my Uber driver, so I stayed there smoking weed outside. It's like me and, I see the light, bro. It was like me and another person. Actually, it was Ian.
Ow.
He was wearing the white Dago. I was like, Ian, this is not a good look for us, brother. And then next minute, the cop came. Ian used his white privilege. This is why I love white people. He used his white privilege, and I didn't go to jail that weekend, guys. It was the following weekend. Clap it up. Clap it up. Give it up. With your host at the most, Ian Ellis. Sandals, I love him. And what's up for Leroy? I think if I was in jail and I was getting fucked in my tight butthole, the last song I would ever want to hear would probably be Take It to the Limit. I'm all the way up.
Uh-oh. I warmed him up.
All right, guys. This next comedian, his last name sounds like a speech impediment. Please give it up for Mr. Tom Rockroll. Rockroll, I think he has a fucking voice and stuff. And the economy.
Thank you, Astro.
I'm sorry, guys. I quit comedy. I fucked up. I saw that light like 8 times. One more time for dad jokes. We killed at that board meeting for Mazda. All right, guys. Your next comedian, his last name is the people that invented baloney. So get excited for Mr. Will Tyson!
Close enough. Hey, Ian, Chris Hansen's back there. He wants to take a seat with him when you're done. Yeah,
close. One more time, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't she too delicious to be single? All these hating ass bitches in the audience. Hey, shit. I grab her by the back of that afro and give her some smooches. My microphone just got hard. If we're not having fun, it's because there's too many young people in the audience. You're the guys that approved. Old people are fucking. Your nana's getting dick down. They like getting their pussy and getting dick wet. It's delicious. Fucking young people, they're saving it for Jesus. I give you my mouth, but this pussy's for my husband. Shut the fuck up. Drop your pants. I'm pro fucking. Everybody should be fucking tonight. Can we get a round of applause for you? This next comedian might be looking for some pussy. He's a tall, dreamy dreamboat. You might see him on the apps, because that's where comedians hang out. A round of applause, Mr. Kyle Ellis!
Thank you, guys. Let's give up once more for Ian. He obviously told you what you need to know about me. Yeah, Ian Ellis. If there was ever a person that you wanted to know what a cool dad trying to impress his friend's daughters would look like, that'd be him. Should he be drumming for Vampire Weekend right now? So, how are we doing tonight? All right. I'll get off this stage now. Give it up for your host, Ian Ellis.
All right, guys, we're going to start flying through the list, because there's 8 more comics left, and he just ran the light twice. But, fucking wordy-ass joke. Goddamn. Can we get the director's cut?
Okay. Give it up for Ian. My name's David.
Hey, hey, listen, man, you don't have to join ISIS. You can just kill yourself.
I like that.
Really no need to bring other people into this. Sure, I'd love to talk about how he lives like a cave. He looks like a caveman living in a trailer park. But I was told I gotta wrap it up by Tom Feline. And then Tom Feline came up here and said, why didn't you roast me? And so did the fucking caveman. So I'm gonna give it up to you guys. How many people, by a round of applause, want me to wrap the show up as fast as I can? Woo! And how many people want me to just continue roasting the shit out of people and never give a fuck how they go? If you want me to roast people, you have to give Katie at least a $5 tip on whatever the fuck you're doing. So go ahead and get a couple more drinks because she's working hard. This next comedian, I don't know a fucking goddamn thing about him. His last name is Skankland, which sounds like something on Vice. Come on, next on Vice. Skankland! How low will these hoes go? There you go, dressed up like a fucking Hamburglar. Fucking nerd. Alright, get up here and tell your joke, bitch!
Chip, 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 chip!
Ian says he doesn't know me, but we've been doing the same mics for like 2 months now. Like, you see me do the same jokes.
Do a funny one.
One more time for the weasel from Roger Rabbit. His face looks like if a librarian fucked an owl. Who? You, bitch. Alright, this next heifer. This fucking shit. First of all, she's poor. This comedian said to me, I'm 3 bus stops away. Can you give me a ride home? I was like, yeah, man, I got you. And this heifer starts flirting with him on Facebook. He was flirting so much he misses 45 minutes we were driving around. I was like, goddamn, you sure were casual asking about this long-ass fucking ride. I got so mad I left him at a bus stop. That's your boyfriend, ass lady. I left him at a fucking bus stop. Alright, this next comedian coming out works at Victoria's Secret. It's Pretty Girl, and it's probably the only one you're gonna see tonight. Please give her a hand, Ashley! Thank you, Ashley. One more time for Disney's Saddest Princess. I'm a single lady. She's so hot, you know she must be fucked up. Alright, this next comedian is Asian, and one time I joked about how his penis was smaller than mine. And then I saw him standing at a urinal, and I was like, I'm not looking. What if I was wrong? I feel so ashamed of my white penis. So give it up for this big dick bastard, Mr. Jones! One more time for Gilbert Godfrey. I don't know what he's squinting at, but it wasn't punchline. Hey, fuck you guys. Alright, we have just 3 comedians left, so we're gonna burn through this and we're gonna have a good night. You guys have enough energy for 3 more comedians? One more time, Barabbas for family. You guys remember when your dad used to call you a fag and hit you with bricks? You know what I'm talking about? Like, remember when Christmas was he hit you with a bat?
Hey!
Childhoods! Alright, guys, we got 2 comedians left, and I want to make a quick announcement for all the comedians. The Comedy Shrine has a clean comedy contest coming up. In fact, if you go to cleancomedychallenge.com, you can win up to $750, and a bunch of LA comics are going to come out and tell you how good you are. So please sign up for that at the comedyshrine.com. Clean Comedy Challenge, clap it up. $750. I don't have that.
Yeah.
Also follow my podcast, ianellis.podbean.com.
Yeah.
This next comedian coming up, this is his first time ever coming up, and so he's gonna need a lot of support. Just laugh at anything he says, clap it up, really pull him along, because it's been a long fucking night, and he still has to drive home. Mr. James Engler. That is fact.
Fact.
What's going on, guys? First of all, this is not my first time.
Oh.
It's his first time. Shit.
One more time for Artie Lang. This is like Bubba Sparks if he worked at KFC.
Deliverance.
New sound. Fucking fat fuck, stay away from the middle of the grocery store. Your neck has a ball sack, eat a salad. I do 10 push-ups a year and I look better than you. Alright guys, coming up next is your last comedian. I mix people up, this is his first time.
Yeah.
Last comedian, headliner tonight, first time, coming up, let's clap it up, baby, let's give a lot of applause. One more time for Straight Outta Compton. He's the nerdiest dude with a pinky ring. Smacking bitches that do crystal meth. Alright guys, give yourselves a big round of applause. We made it to the end of the night. We survived! We did it! My name's Ian Ellis. If you have a smartphone, go to your podcast app and search Ian Ellis. You can find Ian Ellis at podbean.com or the Eskimo Bros Squadcast podcast. I got a lot of fucking podcasts and shit. My next show is coming up at Base Camp July 9th, second Sunday, every second Sunday at Base Camp. And big round of applause for the Comedy Tribe for putting us on tonight.
Maybe we'll scrap the other one and do this as the podcast.
What's up, bro?
How you feel about roasting?
I like roasting.
How you feel about the way I hosted tonight?
Man, I felt like you did an excellent job hosting.
I was breaking everybody's balls, but it seemed like they were having fun, right?
No, man, they were enjoying themselves. Like, they liked you to bust their balls so they can have a zinger for you. Everybody wanted to have a zinger. You created the wave and watched them ride it.
I just like trying to get to that place where like you're not affected by shit.
Right.
Like you're just having fun. You're in the moment. You're free.
Yep.
And that's what I preach. That's sort of my that's my philosophy. Learn to be unaffected by it.
Yeah. Deep dope. That's how you're supposed to be with comedy.
Here's the thing I was thinking about is like I have moments I think back on and I cringe. Like, oh my god, it's so embarrassing. Like, I don't even want to think about it.
Right.
And I try and get myself out of the memory. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Happy thoughts. Real for real.
People that have experienced, like, getting molested, shit like that, like, it's like that, but it's probably, like, 1,000 times worse.
Yeah.
And I was just tripping on, like, oh man, like, like, I don't want to hurt those people. Like, you don't realize how deep it could, like, run in someone.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's comedy. We're at a comedy show. This is not like we're in your backyard. We're in your personal space. And we're talking about this stuff. We are at a comedy show where you know you're going to get everything depending on your type of comedy. You know how raunchy it can get.
Yeah, I'm never going to stop doing any kind of jokes. But, you know, learning to be more human. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, man. That's the only thing we got, man.
All right, bro.
Be one.
So everybody, love everybody and be happy. Follow my podcast, tell people about it. Holler at the Eskimo Bros podcast.
Please do.
Shout out to Wise of Fun and KB.
Wise of KB, what up, Corey?
JD, Corey,
what's up?
Luck.
Yeah.
Alright, y'all. Peace.
Alright, y'all.
One. Jack Calhoun.